One. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the CPA.com podcast. My name is Deneen Dias with CPA.com, and I am excited to introduce to you today Kristen Bedar. She's partner at BST & Co. And Kristen, I met several years ago at CPA.com's digital conference, where we connected, we stayed in touch. She ended up coming to CPA.com's Digital Client Advisory Services Roadmap Workshop, which has been created to really help firms develop a business plan on how to launch a digital client accounting practice. So Kristen, if you'd like to introduce yourself and talk about that journey.
Thank you, Deneen. So yes, as Deneen said, my name is Kristen Bedar. I'm a partner here with BST & Co. And we really started the journey a while ago and as an idea and a thought of how to provide additional services to our client bases because they were having problems finding controllers and finding bookkeepers. And we were having to spend a lot of time, you know, fixing things during tax season or even just doing things because their bookkeepers couldn't find the time to do things. So I just kept, you know, as a thought in the back of my head, since my practice is largely controllership type, you know, consulting engagements, as well as CFO services and a tax partner with the firm, I'm always looking to be that advisor to the client. So that's really how the thought process started. And then I came across CPA.com, and it's been a whirlwind of a journey, but it's been very exciting.
Yeah, it's been really fun to work with you. And I love the title, which is Virtual Business Solutions. But what really thrilled me for you was this article that was written in the Daily Gazette entitled Accounting Firm Rolls Out Cloud-Based Services. You sent the article to me and I was jumping up and down with joy. It was published in April of 2017. And I know they interviewed you. And you did a fantastic job in this article speaking about what you've created. So I'd love for you to share some of that today with everybody listening in the podcast about, you know, what is it that you've created that's unique?
So what we have created is really this virtual platform for outsourcing. We've chosen to utilize Intacct for our general ledger, dashboards, reporting, you know, feature piece. And it's been fabulous. It's been well received by the community. They're totally embracing the dashboard concept of tracking their information and utilizing all of the features that are within the program. So, you know, business owners, what we came across is business owners are really great at running their business, right? They understand their products. They understand their services. They want to go out and provide their services to the rest of the world. They don't necessarily want to sit there and be an accountant trying to run the finances of their business. So what we've been able to do is create a product for them where they're able to see charts, they're able to see graphs, they're able to see real-time information in a means that they can understand. You know, the traditional business owner doesn't really understand a balance sheet, doesn't really understand a profit and a loss or how to calculate ratios or what accounts they should even be looking at. And this product and this service has allowed us to give them this information in a way that they can absorb it.
That's great. And it's so true. Business owners are busy and they're busy wearing lots of different hats. And what they're not great at is the numbers. So they really do need folks like you, people like you coming in and helping making meaning of their numbers so that they can make the business decisions that they need on a daily basis. So that's what I would love for you to speak to more. You know, what's been the biggest thing and when you're out there talking to your prospects and your current clients about the new way that you can deliver these virtual outsource services, what's really resonating with them?
Really, to be honest with you, the dashboards, once I show them sample dashboards, that pretty much sells itself. But what they really are embracing are the changes in the workflow process and the fact that they can be out and about. They can be sitting on an airplane approving invoices. They can be on a sales call and still feel that they're connected to their company and that they can go online and they can see what payables are out there. They can see how much money came in that day. They can see, who their top salespeople are in their company, whatever key metric they need to look at and to evaluate, they have real-time access to that. And no matter where they are, they can log in from any digital device that they have, and they can still be connected. And that's really what they're craving. They're craving the being able to access the technology real-time in whatever form that they need.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I think about myself, and I don't own a business, but I'm glued to my cell phone. And I run my personal life from my cell phone. I pay my bills from my cell phone. I do everything. I order my movie tickets off of Fandango. I'm mobile, and I want to be able to, I'm a busy full-time working mom. I want to be able to get what I need immediately. And I know that business owners now are expecting the same. So I think it's great that you're able to talk to them about how you can help them in this way. And I know a lot of firms are really trying to move in this direction. So I think it's great that you're a leader in this space. And I'd love to hear more about, what the future entails, what you see for your firm, like the partners, and how are they, buying into this concept? What do they really see the future for this new service to be?
One of our missions of our firm has a long history in our community. We've been around for 40 plus years. And one of the missions of our firm has always been to be that trusted advisor for our clients. And we have clients that span over many generations, businesses that have been sold, and they've continued to stay on as clients because they see the value and the connection that we have with our clients. So our partners, to be able to offer a service like this where we can be part of their C-suite and we can be part of their business advisor, that's just a natural fit for us. We help clients with budgets. We help clients with their CFO and their advisory services all the time. So partner buy-in for me is an easy thing at my firm. To understand and to show them the technology just helped to simplify the buy-in, really, even at the partner level. So they're just excited. And I think the possibilities and the growth in this division for virtual business solutions is really endless.
Yeah, it's off the charts. I would agree. Well, congratulations to you. It's been such a pleasure to work with you and to watch you as you've evolved and to see all of your successes. And I want to just really thank you for participating in the podcast.
Thank you, Deneen.